Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm going to introduce you to Angela Little, and you are with an organization called Pennsylvania Family Support Alliance.
Correct.
And you're in town for an event today.
We are.
So tell everyone about the event, because it deals with the opioid crisis and grandparents raising children. And this is an ugly, sad topic. It makes me just... Not enough people are talking about.
It is, but I was going to try really hard not to be depressing this morning.
Well, so. That's good, because some people who don't like what I do here, and by the way, don't listen to that intro. I'm not a jerk. I don't think I am, at least. I like to be upbeat about things. This is a tough one, though, so if we can pull this off, I'll be very happy with how this goes.
Well, I actually have some special powers in that area, so let me help you with
that. All right, what do you
got? We're going to be upbeat about this. It is rare, it's rare, especially in Harrisburg, to find legislators and policymakers who talk less and listen more, right?
Right.
Okay. And so we know that people make policy, make legislation because of things they hear, because none of us are know-it-alls, right?
Right.
So we are sitting in a really unique position and opportunity today. Our host is the United Way of Wyoming Valley. Our good friends over there, Bill Jones and Jennifer Deemer. And they're opening up their space. And we have several high-level guests coming from Harrisburg today. They're cabinet-level secretaries from Department of Health, Department of Human Services, Department of Aging, Department of Education, Department of Drug and Alcohol. And these folks are going to come to the United Way of Wyoming Valley, and they're going to listen. They may talk a little bit, but mostly they're going to listen. And they're going to listen to grandparents who are raising their grandchildren because of substance use disorder, the opioid epidemic. And they're going to share their experience with these folks who sit in positions to bring about some change. They're going to talk about what's working for them and what areas they really are struggling and where they need help, where they need access to services so that they can raise these kids and not have them go in foster care.
State benefits and such, maybe creating special ones just for people in this situation, is that?
Yeah, getting rid of some of the barriers. You know, these are folks who, you know, some of them are in their more autumn years. Right? They were headed for retirement. They thought they might be doing the cruise to Bermuda. That ain't happening. They've watched some of their retirement savings just go out the window to pay for legal fees, trying to get guardianship of their kids or grandkids or custody.
That's, in a best case scenario, right? Because sometimes, you know, mom has surgery and they ends up addicted to medication and ends up dying because whatever reason.
Yeah,
it's going to be tough to make this upbeat. I mean,
you're not helping me a whole lot here.
I'm just
trying
to keep
on a roll. But, so I think that there's a lot of positive in it, in that people are listening and people are looking at this issue and taking the seriousness of it to heart. We have in Pennsylvania a couple real kind of perfect storm conditions coming together. We have people who are struggling with addiction issue at astronomical levels. We have, conservatively speaking, 100,000 children being raised by grandparents. And I'm saying it's probably twice that easily.
Really?
Yeah. See, there's a lot of secrecy that goes along with this. There's a lot of grandparents who are just focused so much on trying to take care of the grandchildren that if their adult child is in the throes of addiction, you know, you can't rock the boat too much, because
there's a stigma. Sometimes people feel like they're going to get judged. They don't want others to know. Oh, what happened to your daughter? She got sick.
Yeah.
Well, they don't tell you the real reason.
Exactly. Cancer's okay. Addiction, not so much.
Yeah, because people will say, well, it's their own fault. They should have had some more self-control.
True.
And look, in some cases, it is bad decisions. But I've talked to a couple people who, I'm trying to think, it was definitely two people. They had a surgery. Something happened with their medical benefits. And next thing you know, they're finding themselves trying to find ways to kill the pain, using street drugs, and it's crazy, and that's not even always the problem.
Yeah, it's a dangerous seat for any of us to sit in with judgment. So what we prefer to do is really look at what's the problem, and what do we need to have as parts of the solution. So we're thrilled today for these cabinet-level secretaries to be spending time with grandparents listening to them. We hope from that. We're doing several stops throughout Pennsylvania. This is our first one. We'll be in Harrisburg on Friday. We'll be on to Pittsburgh in October. And we hope to work long-term with these folks, looking at where we can make some change, either with regulation, policy, whatever, to give them more of what they need. Because quite frankly, we know for sure children do better when they're with their parents or with their with kin, and certainly not into foster care. That should be the last resort.
And this is happening today.
Today.
11 to 12:30, the United Way of Wyoming Valley, which is, I believe the address, 100 North Pennsylvania Avenue, second floor in Wilkes-Barre. This is, it's for grandparents. Is there a benefit for someone who's not a grandparent? Just someone who's suffering from addiction just to hear this stuff?
I think there's a strong message that people have to understand. And I think if you're in the throes of addiction, you probably can't hear it. If you're in some phase of recovery, maybe you can hear it. And that is that we can no longer ignore the impact on children because of substance use disorder and addiction issues. For instance, throw out just a couple numbers, because I know no one likes to get bogged down with that.
I did that yesterday, talking about sexual abuse, and I'll tell you, I'd rather, what I took from that was, when you throw a ton of numbers out, that's all people hear, and you lose, you confuse people.
Yeah, so, I'm only going to throw one number out.
Throw it
at
out.
You.
What do you got?
88 children were considered near fatalities in Pennsylvania last year. 88. And that means if someone had not intervened, they would have been dead. The vast majority of those 88 children were suffering from neglect, malnourishment, near starvation, not going and getting proper, adequate medical attention. Those things are all reflective of things that happen in families when they are spiraled out of control, most likely due to substance use disorder. There is a positive correlation between parents who are using drugs and children who are suffering and their safety's in jeopardy, and grandparents who are stepping in, parenting for the second time around, and we all have to figure out how to help support these grandparents. Because the truth is, if they go down on their knees and don't get back up, our foster care system cannot absorb the large number of children. Cannot.
Yeah, from my experience, I did some work with some groups with foster care, not in Pennsylvania, but they try so hard to do the right thing, but it's such a big system and so complicated, and there's so many issues that it's riddled with flaws, and it stinks because these kids get out eventually, and you know, a lot of them end up in prison. It's just, it's unfortunate. So this is less about trying to control the opioid epidemic and trying to help people who are already in the midst of dealing with it live their lives and raise these children.
Absolutely. And for people who have successfully made it through recovery, and I don't know, I'm not an expert in the field of addiction, so I'm not sure at which point you can ever say you're successful. I don't know. I think that's a very slippery slope. But I think it's about having the right amount of supports and really making sure that we have services in place that can help folks. We're going to trust other people who are experts in that area to deal with the addiction issue.
Yeah.
But what we really want to focus on at Pennsylvania Family Support Alliance is a couple areas. One, making sure that people are listening, people in positions where they can make a difference to these grandparents, because we've got to do something to help them. Two, to really help parents who are parenting and who are in some level of recovery begin to look at how they can address parenting issues and how their addiction has impacted their parenting and their children's mental and physical health and emotional development.
Because in the state, there's no infrastructure in place to help these people and that for these specific needs.
I think it's hit or miss. I think it's hit or miss. And I think we know now, because of the magnitude, we need to do a better job with that. And then I think the third thing is a cry again to the public. To make sure that people understand that everybody has a role to play when you think a child is not safe. You can't turn a blind eye anymore. You know, we're moving more and more in our society towards a time where we have a zero tolerance for the maltreatment of kids. I mean, look just yesterday, Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
You know, look a year ago, Graham Spanier, former president of Penn State University.
Yeah.
Look at the grand jury report with the Catholic diocese. We're moving towards saying, stop mistreating our children. It's not acceptable. They are our future, and we need to figure out a way to take care of them. So we want to encourage folks, if you believe a child in your midst is not safe, please call Childline, the Central Registry for Child Abuse Reporting, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Toll-free number, 800-932-0313.
So 800-932-0313. I want to make sure if I can write it down, everyone else can write it down. 800-932-0313. And again, they would call, what are the reasons to call again?
If you believe a child in your midst is not safe, that they're being harmed. And this is a matter of, remember, for as fallible as our child welfare system is, it's what we have. And children and youth cannot check on the safety of a child if they're not alerted. And that bell needs to be rung by someone who has seen something, heard something, witnessed something with kids, and has reason to believe that they're not safe. Then you must make the call.
Better to be safe than sorry. You know, what's the worst that happens? They do a welfare check and they find nothing wrong, and then, you know, it's anonymous, I'm guessing. They don't go, your neighbor is the one who told us. Or
absolutely.
Okay, just making sure, because I think a lot of people are fearful of stepping in something they don't want to be part of.
It is anonymous, and what we say is there's lots of reasons. I can give reasons to not vacuom the house, not go to the grocery store, anything.
You should talk to me more. I can come up with 100 of those reasons.
I'm guessing that. We can all have reasons to not do things that we really should. But the reality is, when it comes to kids' safety, again, now I'm going to give you two numbers. 40 kids were killed last year, 88 nearly killed. The 88's the ray of hope, because 88 people stepped in and saved 88 lives. We need everybody to be willing and ready to do that.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for coming. I know you have to get going. Actually, you're just going down to Wilkes-Barre today.
Yeah.
In a couple days, you'll be back in Harrisburg, right, on Friday. Is that right?
Yeah.
Everyone listening today here at WIOK is going to be, if they want to check it out, again, the Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Listening Tour. I like the name Listening Tour, by the way.
So do we.
It's great. I love that.
So do we.
I don't know if you came up with that or if you took it from, but it doesn't make a difference. Whoever came up with it, it's great because it sends the right message. Mm-hmm. It sends the right message because so many times it's like, hey, come and hear us tell you what you should think.
I know.
So if you have concerns, Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Listening Tour. Again, we're talking to Angela Little. You are, what is your position officially? You're the...
I'm the shredded cheddar, the big cheese, the president and CEO. Yeah.
Of the Pennsylvania Family Support Alliance, PFSA. And what is the website if anyone wants to check out your organization?
www.pa-fsa.org.
www.pfsa. I missed the hyphen, didn't I?
Silence. Just listen.
All right, I'm going to write it down to make sure everyone gets it.
www.pa-fsa.org.
Well, I see, I believe it. If we say it too fast, because I talk fast, so I've learned little techniques to make sure everyone listening gets it. If I can't get it, then they won't get it, then why say it, you know? So it's pa-fsa.org.
Correct.
And again, 11 o'clock till 12:30 today, United Way of Wyoming Valley, 100 North Pennsylvania Avenue, second floor, Wilkes-Barre, PA. I was about to read the whole address and the zip code, and I realized everyone knows that. They're just reading. This is what I made fun of yesterday, the president, for reading and saying he didn't do a good job reading his script. You don't even need to respond to that. But here I am, reading from a script and messing it up. But what, you know, thank you for coming in. It's such an important issue, and I hope you have a great turnout today. And say hi to all the peeps in Harrisburg for me, because I used to live out there. So they're good people over there as well. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Some, just a few, right? Anyway, it's 919. If you need more information about this, I'll pass this over to Kyle. If you call up 570-883-0098, we can give you that information off the air. Angela Little, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.